1月19号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的七场演出拉开了序幕。色彩缤纷的服饰、精美绝伦的中国古典舞以及悠扬动听的现场音乐，都让观众沉醉其中。而晚会所展现出的中国传统文化博大精深的内涵，更是令中国人感动和自豪。
刚从中国大陆来没不久的苏女士表示，中国的传统文化非常值得弘扬。
总之，我觉得今天的表演非常的棒哈！我作为一个中国人吧，也感到很骄傲、很自豪。尤其在我听到我周围的外国朋友哈、鼓掌哈、喝彩，然后的话呢，就说那种我简直难以相信，非常棒哈！我听到这个的时候，感动的心里真是发热。
在华盛顿 PNC 银行任副总裁的周女士很喜欢晚会节目所展现的中国传统价值观。
演出非常好，而且很有意思。不是说服装方面啊，这个意识方面都很深。
在中国大陆生活了40多年的苏女士表示，正是如此才会更感觉到神韵晚会的珍贵。
它的蕴含很深，不像现代的一些个艺术表现形式，看起来很华丽。我看起来大家也许是情绪高涨，一笑笑完之后的话呢，脑子里没有多少印象，这是让我感觉可悲的地方。所以我觉得就神韵这种表现形式它非常好，值得我们所有的跟中国有关系的人去深深的思考。那作为我来讲，因为我来美国这个地方时间不很长哈，但是尽我所能吧，我会把这件事哈，这个表演的内容和形式，它的美，它的蕴含在哪里，我会向我周围的人去传播。
新唐人记者雪莉黎明，美国华盛顿采访报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团以全新的作品在首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心1月20号的第二场演出，令新老观众耳目一新，也为华府这个寒冷的冬天带来一股暖流。这是神韵纽约艺术团继2009年的2月及8月演出后，在不到一年的时间里三度光临华府。观众觉得神韵的演出魅力无穷。
The show was absolutely mesmerizing. I want to know how they made the magic go into the handkerchiefs and become alive. I felt like I was up in the clouds watching the ladies just make magic.The fairies in the clouds just had me at the edge of my seat, and I couldn't believe that the fans were not going to fly away like birds.
The show was, for me, a very spiritual experience right from the first performance. And you could tell that the performers really had an awful lot of passion with every performance.
I thought it was wonderful. It taught me a lot about the Chinese culture.It gave me a really good insight to the different areas of China, and I think they represented a lot of the different cultures, which is really interesting.
The coordination, more than anything, that in every single story, everyone was so well coordinated that you felt a flow in everything they did. There was nothing out of place, nothing that took your attention away from what they were doing, and the colors and costumes were just magnificent in every single scene.
The tenor, and when he had to step away from the microphone, I don't think he needed a microphone at all. That was, he was just resonating, and listening to him sing, and then watching the words up above really gave the whole performance just true meaning, and I was really stunned by the performance.
新唐人记者雪莉黎明，华盛顿 DC 报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院的第三场公演落下了帷幕。神韵尽善尽美的演出不仅让现场观众如痴如醉，其独特的艺术表现形式让西方人对中国5000年的传统文化有了更清晰的理解。
Very well done.The choreography is incredible. The costumes, the color is amazing. And the performers are so good. The male dancer, the male lead, whose name I do not know, is one of the most incredible dancers I have ever seen. It was really a very, very delightful show.
I was very impressed with the absolutely exquisite quality and talent. Ultra professional, what can I say? Anyone in America would just appreciate it immensely.
I grew up in New York, going to many, many cultural events, and I have to say, I don't know if I have ever seen a performance as magnificent and amazing. They were absolutely graceful and beautiful, and the whole design and the way they performed, just absolutely beautiful. I was mesmerized. It was just wonderful.
The arts bridge cultures, and so I think this is a beautiful way, harmonious way to broadcast to the world what is an ancient tradition and what really can speak to all of us, not just Chinese.
新唐人记者，美国华盛顿 DC 报道。
1月22日晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团2010年巡回演出华服专场第四天的演出完美落幕。神韵晚会纯善纯美的表演不仅令现场观众倾倒，其展现的精神内涵更是给人们留下了深刻的印象。
由于有别的安排，万女士本来打算只看上半场演出就离开，但刚刚看了第一个开场节目，她就决定要将整场演出都看完。
Ah, unexpected and also beautiful method, beautiful method. I feel like I'm, you know, back at home to Thailand also.
节目中优美的歌词具有丰富深邃的内涵，让人回味无穷。
We as a human, we all connected.No matter what color we are, no matter where we from, you know, just a simple beauty, the way you express it, using the art, using the beauty of music, but the message behind is to bring us connected with love and live together with the harmony. That's the message I got for tonight. So beautiful.
波斯特女士虽然是一位医生，但她非常喜爱舞蹈、歌剧等艺术。神韵精彩的演出深深地打动了她。
The double string violin was played. I had tears in my eyes. It was so exquisitely beautiful. The dancers were magnificent. I loved every dance.
神韵艺术团致力于重建和弘扬中国传统文化。波斯特女士对此深表赞同。
It is imperative we not lose our history. It is so much a part of, in a sense, our souls. The way we feel about ourselves as a people. It doesn't matter where you're from, but that history is just so important to keep up.
新唐人记者，华盛顿 DC 报道。
1月23日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国华府的演出进入周末场，开演前周六、周日的三场演出售票率达到 95% 以上，现场气氛极为热烈。谢幕时，观众席上掌声经久不息，演出后的招待会上，政要艺术家、各界观众得以与演员近距离的交谈，久久不愿离去。下面请看本台记者的报道。
美国联邦众议员 Madeleine Bodaglio 深深陶醉于神韵纯善纯美的表演。
Oh, it was beautiful. It was just like being in another world. You know, the sets and the dancers and their costuming and it was beautiful. And they were so perfect. I watched, you know, throughout that. I'm very much into the arts myself.And I've really very seldom seen a production as fine as this was. I was delighted to be here.
Pat Harrington 是弗吉尼亚州第十一选区联邦众议员候选人。他表示，晚会中讲述的故事非常感人，整个演出令人惊叹。
My favorite thing was, I think, the Ardu, that you can get that much expression and that much music out of two strings. I mean, I found that very, 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 very impressive and inspiring and moving. So, but the stories were wonderful and the entire show was wonderful.
安妮·头雷是一位在大华府地区非常活跃的社区领袖和活动家，曾经为文艺团体筹款数百万美元。
Great job that they're doing, because this is an educational entertainment. Not only it's graceful, colorful, elegant, but also sharing with us the rich heritage of the Chinese culture.
神韵艺术团原定于1月27日在香港的表演。由于港府屈从中共的压力而被迫取消， 对于中共干扰人们观看神韵晚会，博达柳议员表示
I know there are human rights issues and I think everybody should see it. I think it's beautiful. It's very artistic.
新唐人记者华盛顿 DC 报道。
当地时间1月24号下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在首都华盛顿 DC 肯尼迪艺术中心的七场演出圆满落幕。观众普遍反映，这是一场令人难忘的文化之旅和精神洗礼。演出壮观多层次，色彩绚丽多彩，服装和天幕搭配完美和谐，音乐优美，呈现的普世价值和精神内涵给人启迪，令人向上。
Marty Rawdon 是一位电脑工程师，他非常高兴有机会能够抛下电脑来欣赏这样一场优美而又内涵丰富的晚会。
The fact that they could overcome adversity and that, you know, there are struggles in life, but if you believe and if you persevere, then there's a reward at the end.
Aleta Margulis 平时的工作是辅导教师们如何帮助孩子发展创造力。他带了自己的学生前来观看神韵晚会。
I thought it was very accessible to young kids, not only because the costumes were beautiful and the dance was beautiful, but also the narrators really explained the cultural significance of the different dances, and that made it much more meaningful and educational for me as well as I think for the kids.
神韵艺术团以复兴和找回人类的正统文化为根本，它所呈现的美反映了中华民族的传统和几千年的文化。
I love that this is an art form that was pre-communist regime that's been able to be revived and brought around the world. So I think that's really important for people to know.
If Shen Yun didn't preserve the dance, that it would be lost in the home country, in China. It's like, how could you lose that, right? It's so beautiful, you'd never want to let it go. So I thought it was just amazing that they could preserve it here, in their dance troupe.
神韵艺术团在华盛顿的七场演出圆满落幕，观众表示期盼着神韵的下次光临。
Well, I'm coming back next year, or I'm coming back if the troupe comes back in the summer, we're definitely going to come see it again. And you know what I would tell, I would bring my friends, absolutely. It's just incredibly powerful and beautiful and amazing.
I would definitely recommend it to teachers and students, and I hope next time you come, we'll have maybe even more chances for schools to come see the show. I think it would be a wonderful learning experience for all the young people.
新唐人记者雪莉黎明，华盛顿 DC 报道。
本周神韵在美国华府连续上演七场，吸引了大量政要和主流社会人士。在感叹神韵纯善纯美艺术的同时，他们也体会到其中所展现的是人类共有的精神价值。下面来看报道。
The first time I saw it with my husband many years ago.
几年前，当时的国会议员兰托斯就携夫人一起来观赏过神韵，并为神韵所传递的美好信息深深感动。
I think that it's quite unique to Chinese culture, to have this wonderful, both, you know, the art and the spirit, both expressed in movement and dance.
22日晚，兰托斯夫人又带着能讲一口地道中文的孙子一起来观看神韵演出。他认为神韵所传递的信息就是一种尊敬，
就是一种的尊敬，尊重我们就是所有真理的来源，还有尊重别的人。
老布什总统时代的助理国务卿赫尔门·科汉表示，神韵让他看到中美人民之间有很多共有的精神价值。
Well, yes, I think they're very much, not much different from the United States. They believe in freedom and democracy and honesty. So I think we should have good relations with the Chinese people.
这是新唐记者王凯迪在华盛顿 DC 报道。
1月22日晚，神韵艺术团在华盛顿 DC 肯尼迪艺术中心内的演出高潮迭起，台上台下互动非常热烈。男高音歌唱家洪明在再来一个的呼声中连续加演了两个曲目。下面请看记者的报道。
肯尼迪艺术中心内，华府观众用雷动的掌声和此起彼伏的 encore 声来表达对神韵艺术家们的喜爱。图案是华盛顿之最杂志特别介绍的越南裔时装设计师，二胡演奏家戚小春如泣如诉的琴声令他完全折服。
And I feel that when she was playing the instrument, it was as if like her heart was there with the instrument. So it was very emotional for me. I was like speechless after that. It makes me feel really emotional, and I feel like sometimes I'm Chinese in my past life or something. but I'm Vietnamese.
老布什总统时代的助理国务卿赫尔门·科汉说，演出让他看到一个活力四射的中国人的形象。
It showed high degree of artistry and very well-trained dancers, and I also learned a lot about Chinese tradition and Chinese history.
他来自法国的太太苏珊·可汗激动地说
It's a gorgeous, it's a pleasure of the eyes and the ears, everything. It's something that nobody should miss.
玛丽·特利尔女士是克林顿总统任命的华盛顿 DC 特区高等法院法官，她在大学时代还曾主修过艺术，深知艺术超越国界的强大凝聚力。她说，神韵极高的艺术价值和普世性吸引了她在几个月之内第二次前来观看演出。
There is a common bond, you know, that there are, that there is a God that looks over all of us, and different people worship different ways, but the is a universality.That binds us together. The beauty of it, everyone can appreciate beauty and charm and grace.
据新唐人记者欣然、王凯迪在华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
美国电影演员鲁迪·雷耶斯在观看了1月20日晚在华盛顿 DC 肯尼迪艺术中心上演的神韵演出后，分享了他的观感。
雷耶斯先生曾是美国海军陆战队第一侦察营的成员，曾是进攻巴格达的尖兵主力。08年他成为了一名职业演员，在 HBO 电视台播出的电视剧《伊拉克战争亲历记》中扮演了他自己。这部作品赢得第61届黄金时段艾美奖。
I was overwhelmed. It was beautiful, beautiful production. The joy of the performers, musicians, dancers, everyone. It was magnificent.
他说他在神韵晚会中找到了自己所期待的希望与救赎。
Could I need some of that hope and redemption? I need it personally. I mean, I need it. I struggle actually. But it seems it's just right there waiting for me.And that's a beautiful message.
在观看一对母女因坚持信仰而遭受中共警察迫害的舞剧时，雷耶斯说他一直在思考这样一个问题。
And I was curious, how such tyranny could have ever, got a foothold in a old beautiful culture, such as China.I don't even understand how it could have happened.
与此同时，因为熟读《孙子兵法》的缘故，当他看到舞台上的黑衣警察出现时，想到了一个改变他们的最好的谋略，那就是让他们重新找回自己美好的古老文化中的价值观。
To defeat that state of mind, because it's not the people, you know. The people of China, all of them, they have beauty inside, and they have the...The culture of the oldest kingdom on the world in them, they just need to be reminded.
这是新唐人记者欣然在华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
美国纽约神韵艺术团在华盛顿 DC 的公演已经进入了第四天，许多华府的观众说，他们要将神韵的美好传递，希望它能尽快地传遍世界的每个角落。
神韵的艺术家们用完美的艺术和极致的优雅触及美国首都观众的心灵深处。
Every part of it speaks to us. It was amazing how it kind of touched your soul. You could feel sadness and happiness at the same time. A beautiful way, harmonious way to broadcast to the world what is an ancient tradition and what really can speak to all of us, not just Chinese. The kindness and peace that we need in this world.And it has such a moving message that everyone could benefit from. It was wonderful. It brings me to tears.
Yeah,
it touches you? It did. It touches you to your soul. It truly goes deep within. So it's just beautiful.
供职于律师界的安妮塔是第一次观赏神韵，她说实在难言，感恩的泪水。
I want everyone to come, and I will share it with everyone because I need to hear the message.I can't believe I'm emotional, excuse me. It was that moving. It was just wonderful. So I think we all need to come. We need to learn the message, hear the message, and spread it to other people.
My whole family, my nieces, nephews, my husband, my mother, my children, their girlfriends and boyfriends, I bought expensive tickets for them.
每一个西方的艺术经典往往要经过几十年甚至百年才能达到家喻户晓，而神韵在短短的四年时间里就征服了全球观众的心。经过许多像阿妮塔和维利这样的观众的口耳相传，神韵晚会已经成为华府主流社会里最高雅的新时尚。这是新唐人记者欣然雪莉在华府的采访报道。
1月19号，神韵纽约艺术团在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心开始了第一天的演出。当天阳光明媚，温暖如春，一扫几周来连续的严寒。许多不同族裔的观众在观看演出后表示，节目呢使他们看到了中国的传统文化的美丽。下面请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
肯尼迪艺术中心董事会成员卡门斯杜尔女士曾任菲律宾国家舞蹈团演员，她对神韵演员们准确协调的动作印象尤为深刻。
I'm actually very impressed. It's very enchanting. It's fascinating. You know, I love the movements, you know, the flow of the dancers. It's really very beautiful.
I was pleased to see the level of performance and theTo see the breadth of performance, I think it's a very good artistic representation.
It was just wonderful. Wonderful to see the colorful historical, culture of China. And also to imagine how old it is. It is probably the oldest culture in the world.
威廉姆斯大使表示，能看到如此精彩的演出也是在意料之中的。
I don't think I have any surprises because I was fully aware that China has a great talent and capacity for cultural expressions in dance. And in bringing the folklore and the culture of the Chinese people in its diverse forms to the stage.
布兰德博士认为这是一场让人深受启迪的演出。
The show this evening was a highlight on, I think, very essential things. Life can be fun and beautiful if you work in that direction.Doesn't always have to be a negative approach to things. And the people all over the world are just people in general. And you have to respect that and admire various different cultures.
新唐人记者雪莉、黎明，华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵艺术团在美国首都华盛顿 DC 的周六两场晚会圆满落下了帷幕。会场内是座无虚席，在华府连日来场场演出都感动了许多政界、商界的核心人物。他们在赞叹神韵之美的同时呢，最多关注和期盼的还是中国大陆的民众能够早日同享这份喜悦。所以呢，在香港的这次演出就成了政界人士密切关注的话题。
Good luck in Hong Kong.
迪克森女士1月20日看完演出后，首先想到了那些尚且无缘观赏神韵的中国人。这一句祝福道出了很多华府政界、商界和艺术界核心人物的心声，无数的目光也在瞩目香港。前美国驻丹麦大使迪克斯维特说
Keep that show going on, the show must go on, and thank you so much for the wonderful spirit that you bring into the world everywhere you go.
阿莱克辛·杰克森女士曾任华府最大的艺术承接公司华盛顿表演艺术中心的董事长，像许多美国人一样，她原本对今天的中国人开放思想、拥抱神韵是满怀希望的。
The thing that I'm very pleased about is that that form is coming backBecause I know that during the the Cultural Revolution, that was not allowed, and it has taken a long time, I guess, for the Chinese people to come back to their own.
神韵在香港的演出被强行终止，恐怕会让许多人失望。佛罗里达州国会议员贾斯·毕里雷基斯预期到神韵巡回到香港可能遭遇的干扰，他鼓励神韵的演员们努力坚持下去。
I commend you so much for what you do, and I back you 100%. And anything we can do to be helpful, to make sure that the show goes around the country, what have you, we'll be happy to help out.
港府如何收场也必将成为华府政界在接下来一周内十分关注的话题。这是新唐人记者欣然、王凯迪在华府的采访报道。
神韵热在美国华府持续升温，周末三场演出场场爆满，掌声、欢呼、泪水充满肯尼迪艺术中心，不同身份、族裔背景的观众都深深沉醉于神韵全善全美的演出中。
神韵周末在华府的三场演出连续爆满，观众们在观赏后都感到非常难忘，并赞叹这是超一流的演出。
A memorable night,
an unforgettable night, really. So much beauty.
Unbelievable. Totally over the top. Emotional, alive, fun, inspirational, connecting with the audience, connecting with the heart. It was just a magnificent performance, and I just completely, thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I come to the Kennedy Center. I go to many theatrical presentations, and tonight's presentation was by far one of the best dance troupes I have seen in the last 30 years.
一位退伍军人部主管安德逊先生远从阿肯色州的小石城飞来华府看神韵。
I'm glad that I did. It's a show that I wouldn't have seen otherwise, and a message that I wouldn't have received otherwise.
除了西方观众，神韵之美也同样感动华人。
我最喜欢那个 piece 是那二胡的，我听了以后就让人感觉。这个完全就在那个音乐里面了，忘了自己，忘了所有的，就是完全融化在那个二胡里的。
不少观众也听说了神韵演出香港受阻的消息，并表示非常关注。这是新唐人记者华盛顿DC综合报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团的巡回演出19号再度于美国的华府拉开序幕，这也是一年之内神韵应邀在华府肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院进行的第三次演出，很多艺术界的名流赶来欣赏19号晚间的首演，并为神韵所展现的纯善纯美的艺术所折服。我们来看看本台记者的报道。
19日正值隆冬的华府，天气却温暖如春，肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院内神韵纽约艺术团的演出也正如春天的使者，为观众们展现出无限的美好与希望。很多艺术界名流赶来欣赏了当晚的首场演出，无论是其中的音乐、舞蹈还是服装内涵，他们都赞不绝口。
Very enchanting, it's fascinating, you know, I love the movements, you know, the flow of the dances, it's really very beautiful.
Yes, I love the colorful costumes, I mean, they were so ornate and they were justbreathtaking, that's all I can think to say about the costume.
山姆·阿维德森曾是世界国标舞冠军与舞蹈编导冠军，他尤其赞赏女演员们的表演。
The girls were absolutely fantastic, though. I mean, they were very delicate, but yet they could be strong. I mean, they did a lot of different things, gymnastics that we call them, the flips or whatever.
Very interesting because you use modern instruments and then also...the more antique, the Chinese instruments. It was sort of a terrific mixture, and the young lady who conducted did a very nice job. Beautifully done, and the whole program was well done.
身为印第安人，著名电视制作人约翰·丹奈尔赞叹神韵的表演充满了希望、光明与爱这些永恒的主题。
It was full of hope, full of light, full of love.Something that lives on forever, and so that was lovely.
神韵艺术家们这次在华府的演出将从1月19日一直持续到1月24日。这是新唐人记者华盛顿 DC 综合报道。
日前，神韵艺术团在美国华府连续表演7场，不仅给当地的主流社会带来震撼，同时呢，神韵基于正统文化理念的纯善纯美的演出也唤醒了海外华人心底久远的记忆，并帮助他们找回了中华文化的根。
来自江西的廖女士日前带着正在学习芭蕾舞的女儿来到肯尼迪中心观赏了神韵演出。演出结束后，廖女士深深感动于传统艺术之美。
这个舞蹈就是很美，就是还有就这里面的，我觉得很让我最喜欢的一个 piece 是那二胡的，我听了以后就让人感觉。这个完全就在那个音乐里面了，忘了自己，忘了所有的，就是完全融化在那个二胡里的。我没有想到就是说二胡真的可以这么美。
廖女士还表示，表演一结束，女儿就对她说打算要学习中国舞。
她已经跳了4年5年，快5年芭蕾了。她下来跟我说，她妈说，妈妈，你可不可以再给我报一个中国舞，我想再加一个中国舞。她跟我说。
廖女士的朋友当天也带着自己从大陆领养的女儿一起来观赏神韵，看到神韵之美，女儿很希望将来也能做一名服装设计师。
廖女士也认为神韵对华人下一代很有教育意义，
能让所孩子们更能的感受到中国文明、中国文化的美，这很好。
这是新唐人记者王凯迪、雪莉华盛顿 DC 报道。